from California to the New York Island. All right, the Jersey Shore anyway. Amani Al-Kataba grew up in Jersey, but her parents are originally from Jordan. Al-Kataba is Muslim. Growing up, she realized that the stories she saw in the media of Muslim women were caricatures mostly, not the women she knew. So at age 17, she launched a website called Muslim Girl from her bedroom. Now Muslim Girl is all staffed up. They collaborate with Teen Vogue. And last year, Al-Kataba was named one of Forbes' 30 under 30 people in the media. Here's her story, part of a digital series by filmmaker Joshua Seftel called The Secret Life of Muslims.
I was born and raised a Jersey girl through and through. I knew all of the boy bands.
Baby, I like it.
I followed along with all the news about Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. I watched every single episode of The Jersey Shore. I was listening to Hot 97 from like second grade. When I think back to grade school and my childhood, it is distinctly shaped by my experience getting bullied. The year that 9/11 happened was the first time that I was called a racial slur, and it was in my classroom. I remember going straight to my guidance counselor and telling her, you know, like, every single kid in my class is attacking me. And my guidance counselor said, well, if everyone feels that way, then maybe you need to change. My father had an electronics store on the beach. Immediately after 9/11, another vendor created a petition to kick out all the Muslim vendors. They would, like, come to my dad's store right in front of me, like, harass him, call him names. That's when I started actually learning about the history of this religion and what its basic principles are, what it stood for. I decided that I wanted to wear a headscarf as my public defiance of Islamophobia. Right off the bat, my friends just stopped communicating with me altogether. Instead of being at the water park or the beach like I normally would be, I instead spent the entire summer on the computer, teaching myself HTML and coding, and I was just obsessed. One of the first blog posts on Muslim Girl was about your period. Things that seemed taboo or conversations that seemed hidden away for most of our lives were things that we just opened up about. After I graduated college, I started to focus on Muslim Girl full time. And now this little thing that started in my bedroom when I was a teenager has really grown to take on a life of its own. One of the most touching moments was when I met a Hindu mother who told me that she read Muslim Girl and she would print out an article from it that she would read to her 14-year-old daughter every night when she put her to bed, and that that was their self-esteem building exercise at the end of a long day. I was just flooded with so much happiness and tears of joy in that moment because I was that 14-year-old girl at one point. It made me realize what this is all about. Making these girls believe that they can do whatever the hell they want. Yes, we can be successful in a society as adverse and Islamophobic as this. We can survive and we can stay true to our identities at the same time.
Amani Al-Kataba, a.k.a. Muslim Girl. And that's the world for this Wednesday. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH. You can always find news updates 24/7 at PRI.org. I'm Marco Werman in Boston. We'll see you all tomorrow.